Yes, sir. Mr. Rogers, is Dr. Halberdier, Dr. Dees?
Yes, sir.
So we got your lab back. How have you been doing? About the same?
Yeah, about the same. Good on.
Have you been checking your sugar any?
Yeah, every now and then.
What's it running?
It's running right around, well, I just started taking on 3 a day. This morning it was at 176.
Fasting?
I'm sorry?
Without eating, it was 176?
Yes. Yeah, that was that one I first got up this morning.
What about later on? What else have you got today?
I haven't checked it again today. I've been at work.
That's okay. All right. But the reason I was calling you back, you know, it's kind of hard to get up here, I guess. You're going to be coming in a few months, but let's see. When did they do this? Yes, sir. So, it's right here. I'm trying to find it. Yeah, okay, here's your lab work that we got the other day, all right?
Okay.
And your cholesterol is kind of high, not real, real high, but 227. It should be less than 200. So you need to work on that. Your triglycerides are 187. They're not as important as cholesterol, but... Sir?
Yes, sir, I'm listening.
Okay. So that means your LDL. LDL is about the best measurement of your cholesterol. It's 148. It should be less than 100. They even say for diabetics, around 90 or 80. But, you know, your sugar's still high, so that's going to make your cholesterol run higher, too. Your sugar was asking the other day, I think, 225 we got. And the main thing is your A1C was 10.7. So that's pretty high. That was one just the other day. So we raised your dose a little bit on your medication, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we went to 3 a day instead of 2.
Right.
One before each meal.
So that's probably not going to be enough. The goal is to get your fasting sugars like you did one today, 170, to try to get those below 150 at least.
Okay.
That would, if you can get them below 150, then we're... would be doing fairly well, but your glycohemoglobin really should come down to maybe 7 or 8, something like that, and maybe even better later on. But you got, you know, just keep working on all that. It's very, very important, right? Because one day it's going to cause you a lot of trouble if it stays up like that. But you got to work on getting it down, but I know you're trying, so that's really good. Just keep working at it. Cutting back on your portions is the best way, I think. Even, you know, medication, surgery, it all does the same thing. It just forces you to cut back on your portions. You told me you don't have too many bad habits as far as sodas.
No, I don't do any sodas or anything. I just have a tendency to run a sweet tooth every now and then. That's what I got to watch out.
Well, yeah, if it's now and then, it shouldn't be too big a problem, or maybe half as sweet, something like that. But if you just cut your portions back, sugar and calories, that pays off, right?
Right. Yes, sir.
All right. So we have you coming back in 3 months. Just keep working on everything.
Okay.
If you're not making any progress, we might need to go up to other medications, right? Even conceivably taking insulin one day, okay? We don't, you know, there's some really pretty good products out there, but people don't like to take insulin. So, we don't have to do that yet, but please keep working on everything. See how good you can do on your own with all that, taking your medicines, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. So we'll talk to you next time, sir, okay? Keep it up.
Did anything show up on my prostate? Is everything good?
Yeah, your PSA fine, so that's okay. All your other stuff looks all right, I think.
Okay. Everything else looks good?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'll work on that sugar and the cholesterol.
Okay, yes, sir. All right.
All right.
See you next time. Goodbye.